I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor?
The answer is always yes. Thank you, Mr. Rogers, Fred Rogers. 41 degrees coming up on 5:45. Jason Cairns from his home in Eau Claire, jasoncairns.com, author of Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus. Hey, last day of April, you've made it through 4 months with us, these early morning radio visits. Thank you, friend.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Good. The other thing, and my daughter, Tessa, raises this to me every day, she has not eaten red meat since the beginning of the year. So today is her 4 months of not having eaten red meat.
Really? Huh.
Yeah.
You're not in the same category as that.
I am definitely not in the same category as she is.
I've seen your food pictures. I've seen your food pictures on Facebook, and you're not in that category.
No. I admire her dedication to it, but that's not where I'm at right now.
So she kind of came up with that on her own?
Yeah, I think something in school had prompted that for her, and she decided she was only going to eat chicken or fish, and she doesn't really like fish, so she eats poultry and other food, but she's really been dedicated to it. So even bacon, which she used to love. I think she had that for her 10th birthday. She wanted bacon and doesn't even eat that anymore. So
wow.
More for me, I guess.
There you go. Well, I've been sharing some of Larry Crabb's story everyone needs to hear on Facebook, and decided to just kind of, it's such good stuff, I just want to share it bit by bit. And it's so encouraging to me, people, some of the positive responses. And I know you're a big fan of him, obviously, as well.
Yeah.
And so we did the first five, and then we've left it there. His wonderful book, 66 Love Letters, A Conversation with God That Invites You to His Story. And then in the epilogue, he's got this story that everyone needs to hear. And it's just always fascinated me. And so let's just slowly grab one of these and... And then if we've got some time, hopefully I want to get to one of your devotions as well. But from part two of it is history gives away the plot, Joshua through Esther. And you know what? I'm wondering, am I trying to pack too much if I do that plus a devotion? Boy, I probably am, huh?
You can go there. If we get to the devotion, we get to it.
All right,
if not, it'll
all right.
Be waiting.
Joshua, you'll know my plan is working when you realize you're beginning to hate your selfishness more than your unhappiness. That realization gets the real battle underway, the battle against sin, against your natural inclinations. As long as you see unhappiness as your worst problem, you'll think I should treat you better than I do. But when you see how into yourself you are, you'll be amazed that I haven't crossed you off the invitation list to my party. Again, he calls that in the actual chapter on Joshua, he calls it Joshua, learn to hate sin more than suffering. Jason, that's really good, rich stuff.
It is. You know, when I think about that, and I think that's really Larry's point, is to take a look at ourselves, right? I mean, I know that I can look out at the world and see sin in everybody else.
Yeah.
I have to start with me. And I think with everything going on in the world, I've been more and more aware of the ways in which I can be selfish, the ways in which I can want to correct everyone else because they are impeding on my happiness. And I think he's right. I think that we have to turn a turn toward holiness and a turn toward wholeness is becoming other-centered. And that starts by recognizing how self-centered we are.
Yeah, G.K. Chesterton, right? What's the biggest problem in the world? I am. I mean, that's just... Right. That endures through the ages.
Yeah. I think it seems to run contrary to so much of what probably in the last 60 or 70 years we've grown up hearing, which is we are the center of the universe. And in reality, we're not. You know, it's about God. And he calls us into relationship with him and with others. And to live in that reality, centers us or unseats us from the throne, I guess is the way to put it. So.
No, that's really good stuff. And we're going to save the devotion for another day because... Terrific. And again, you know, trying to decide the Blast from the Past song in the morning, I leave it kind of out here, even as the conversation unfolded. But when you made the line there that it's about God, I thought of the Heather Williams song, God is Still God. So that's where we're going to go. Thank you, Jason.
Sounds good.
Appreciate it.
Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Terrific stuff every morning. It goes too fast, though. The best 5 minutes of the day with Jason Kanz. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I would say, how are you? Except for it sounds like it's been hectic and harried.
A little bit. I mean, you know, thank the Lord for phones that, and I had my own Wi-Fi.
There you go.
That's very helpful. It is April 30th. I did ask the governor another question yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah. You know, it's the question. I've got a sister who's a hairstylist.
Yeah.
So she sort of put the bug in my ear. She's like, had she been with us on her birthday on the 28th, she said she wanted to talk about. She wondered about where the governor and some of those in his inner circle, because
their hair looks well kept. Yeah.
And how they've been able to do that. And so I worked it over and we did ask the question, part of the teleconference. And I've been getting some good Betsy on our sales staff said, heard you ask the question yesterday. Good job.
Nice.
So the question was, it might not seem all that important, but haircuts, it affects just about everybody in the state.
Yeah.
And not to mention the thousands of folks who are gainfully employed in that area. I've been hearing a growing number of folks talking about needing haircuts or colorings.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turned it toward Governor Evers. How are you and your staff navigating this challenge of not having these personal care attendants?
Yeah.
And he narrowly dealt with it in terms of just his own. And he said he just daily washes and brushes his hair. And he said he actually said he hadn't been to a barber since well before the pandemic.
Huh.
And he actually said months and months. Now,
does his hair not grow
again? That would have been a good follow up, as you know. And being in this call, it took me off of speaker, but I could have done. It would have been nice to have a follow up question. Again, from what I understand, your hair grows a half an inch a month. So if you went three months on average, I get a haircut about every 6 weeks.
Every five weeks.
And so. One has to just, I mean, again, it's not War and Peace, but if you go back and look at pictures from a few months ago.
Yeah.
So anyhow, and apparently if you are, we got a lot of countless barbershops and hair salons around here. If those folks are caught like cutting somebody's hair in a garage or something, they could lose their license.
Yes. It's
so.
It's challenging. And at first I was just like, yeah, whatever. So it'll get long and shaggy. But now I need to like I'm supposed to have my picture taken and it's going on a website. And I'm like, I don't want it's because it's very much longer than it should be. And it's unruly. Uh-huh. It needs shaping. I need jam.
We continue to face the challenge of, it's like a railroad tracks, right? I mean, you've got the COVID-19 concerns.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other hand, you've got the economy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
People's jobs and such.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
Hillary, it is Adopt a Shelter Pet Day.
It's Bugs Bunny Day, too.
Mm-hmm.
Saying.
Yes. International Jazz Day.
Honesty Day. That's what we're all striving for.
We love honesty.
Mm, you know it.
Oh, I think we got to get a little Franny Battistelli going here. Raisin Day. Hillary.
Whatever. Don't need a day. Wood ticks in my oatmeal cookies. It's oatmeal cookie day. It's all fun and games when you think it's a hot chocolate chip cookie and it turns out to be oatmeal raisin.
Oatmeal raisin. Those are delicious. I love those cookies. We'll see
you after 7. I'm glad that you do, Mark.
See you after 7.
It brings me joy that you like them.
She is anti-raisin, folks. I'm telling you, she is. All right. We get along still. All right,
totally.
We do. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. The raisin song, baby.
You know
Come on. Ooh, it's raisin day. Let's celebrate.
I hate raisins, but I do love this song. I'm just waiting for it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's so good. Oh. I'm picturing all those little I do love the California raisins and their little arms.
We
spinning.
Have like a blush California raisin.
Hillary, come on over to the raisin side. She's dancing like I haven't seen her dance.
Great song. About to break forth in song myself. So good. So raisins, it's the debate of the day.
Yeah, it's the vote of the day between now and 9 this morning on the WIB Wake Up Show. Hillary leads the charge in the anti-raisin community. I'm a little concerned that maybe, I don't know, people would be passionate in their opposition to raisins.
Isn't that just how life always is, though? It's like the people that are against are always like the squeaky wheels, man.
Well, I'll tell you what, do you like cereal just with the bran? I mean, put the raisins in there. Or how about trail mix with raisins and the M&Ms, Caleb, and some
nuts?
You
know what I want in my cereal? Yeah. I want some fresh berries. I want some plump, ripe, juicy, fresh berries.
I feel
not
like
shriveled little carcasses.
I think
that
raisin bran without
delicious.
The raisins is Wheaties, which is good, but it makes it better. Reasons.
Yeah, it does.
We have a
two scoops.
Yeah, here's the thing. You know, in a nation already divided, one would hope that on Raisin Day we wouldn't get. And yet, as Caleb was listening, Ken, we're taking your votes 396-1670, the Whip Wake Up Show Facebook page. People are weighing in. But when I heard that Jason Cans had voted no, I was basically floored.
Stunned.
And he's on
stunned.
The line. Good morning, my friend, or used to be friend.
I don't have him. He's here. Where are you, Jason? I got nothing.
He was there.
Hello.
Oh, there he is, Jason. Are you there?
Yeah, I got cut off for some reason.
Oh, well, we're glad you're here.
That's emblematic of you and Mark's friendship after you voted against raisins.
Jason, I feel so close to you now. I support you. Solidarity. Friend.
Why anti-raisin? I thought we agreed on so much.
We do agree on so much, but Mark, on this, you are objectively wrong.
How and why, Doctor?
Raisins are probably one of the saddest expressions of fruit.
I agree.
That could possibly exist.
Yes.
You know, I think the only way they even get any airplay is because people try to sneak them into cookies that you think are chocolate chip. And
it's a healthier alternative. I like chocolate chips, too, and the pancakes and the cookies. But, I mean, you have an oatmeal raisin cookie, you go, hey, I'm going to go for the healthier alternative. And guess what? Raisin Day is on Oatmeal Cookie Day.
Oatmeal cookies without the raisins, thank you.
The only reason that raisins are healthier in cookies is because I wouldn't eat them
Amen.
If they had raisins in them.
Amen.
So.
Do you like grapes? I mean, these are just shrunk down grapes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, grapes are
delicious.
Plump and delicious, but raisins are just sad expressions.
We need a raisin advocate here because Jason is sounding too well reasoned.
I don't like his reason on raisin, but I'll tell you what, did not the Lord make raisins?
No,
come on now.
The Lord made grapes. Maybe raisins are a result of the fall.
Yes.
We got to say goodbye to Jason. He's got too many arguments.
Oh, I see how it is. Yeah. You disagree and you just turn off the mic.
I'm with you, Hillary.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wow.
We're in this
together,
man.
Well, we'll see
man.
If I call you for tomorrow morning at 5:45 or not.
Right now, we do have a tie. Voting at 715-396-1670 or the Whip Wake Up Show Facebook page. Kim was just the tying vote. And so the yeses and the noes are tied.
Come on.
We need someone to break the tie soon.
Raisin lovers everywhere. If we could please hear that music throughout the morning. I know that's going to inspire the base. And we need those enthusiastic voters. 396-1670.
Jason, thank you so much for being a friend, Jason, for being
Absolutely.
In this together.
You can join Hillary from now
that.
On between 10 and 11 in the morning.
Christian unity.
There you go.
Okay, I have one vote. Actually, two votes for raisins, but they can't be the really, really dried out ones. You have to have them a little bit of moisture. And yes, we always put them in oatmeal cookies and we heat them up first so that they're nice and clumped. But, so you have two votes for raisins. Have a good day.
Where do we stand on raisin votes?
Hi, this is Adam from Elk Mound.
Got this one.
I know Alvo just mentioned raisins and trail mix. I would actually pick the raisins over the nuts and the M&Ms. Go raisins.
Wow,
Adam,
raisins
big fan.
Over the nuts
big
or
fan.
The M&M's. Wow.
Now, in the absence of
Strong.
Wolf Blitzer or Tom Brokaw, I will just have to give you your, America's Choice 2020 raisin voting update.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right now... Mark's plea has been answered. Raisin supporters have come out and they lead by 6 votes right now.
It's good to know because in America today, I don't want us to just be anti. It's great to be for something. And raisins
it
on
is.
Their own, I'm thinking about those times my mom would give me a little box of raisins out of her
purse.
The
boxes were cute.
And the California sunshine, you know, is what it is. And it brightens a day. And so my one message to raisin voters, don't let up between now and 9. Do not let up. Keep voting.
This is Raisin Day, so if there ever were a chance to support them, Adam from Elk Mound just texted and said, was that the Raven team who sponsored the weather or the Raisin team?
Nice. We also just got this
I
one.
I just voted, too, for raisins.
Shared
but
voted.
I wanted to also add, if you could take a trail mix out on the when you're walking. You don't want fresh fruit with that because it'll get all mushy and stain things. So raisins are a really good alternative or an addition to trail mix. Okay? Bye.
I just take a banana or an apple and put them in my bag and, you know.
No, she's the biblical definition of a wise woman right there. I'm not sure what what her name or city is. We'd love if you'd text us back and let us know. But again, when they say like a wise woman spoke to David or to Joy, this is that wise woman right there. We have voting going on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page or 396-1670.
Thanks to the listener, too, with the broccoli salad. Yeah, I love that.
My
broccoli
was Lauren.
Salad. Looking forward
to
that.
I like my broccoli salad sans raisins.
Yeah,
I like the broccoli. I like the bacon. I like the dressing. No raisins,
I think it almost always has raisins. I don't know that I've ever had it without raisins, but it just is such a compliment to the broccoli and the bacon. Yeah, that would be the case.
Of course you would.
Anyhow.
Did we share what Dean said yet? Just, again, from the anti-raisin side of things, just to keep things fair and balanced. That's
fair
what we
balanced.
Are.
Yeah, that's where we're at. Totally. I'm trying desperately. He says that he thinks raisins are the cilantro of the fruit world. And I would agree because A, cilantro is disgusting as well. And
no.
B, just as divisive. Just cilantro is just as
Caleb
divisive.
Likes it.
I know.
It's cilantro lime chips. Cilantro with, it's such a great flavoring.
Okay. Did you know that cilantro, the love or hate of cilantro is genetic? Like you're either genetically, it tastes
superior
fresh and good. Or genetically you're predisposed to think it tastes like rubber or tar.
Really?
Perhaps. Oh, yeah. No, they've done studies on this. It's
fascinating.
There's a genetic link.
Wow.
You
poor people.
Jerry weighing in the WIB Wake Up Show page. She only likes raisins in her ravioli. I have never heard that
one
before.
I've never heard of that. That's a new one.
Huh. All right.
Raisin ravioli.
Actually,
I mean,
I'm pretty sure Bonacasa up in Cumberland is pretty famous for ravioli. I think they do have a raisin one.
All right.
Now that I remember it. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good morning. I woke up to your banter about raisins. When I was a little girl, my mom always called them God's candy. I thought it was kind of cool. God bless. Bye-bye.
I mean, I suppose if you don't have real candy, you can have raisins.
Every good and perfect gift
sweet.
Comes from above.
It's very
I think
sweet.
That's lovely.
You know what? And that's a fun memory. Can I say that's like a fun mom memory?
Yeah. Which
and
also could win you something from down to earth.
Absolutely. And everyone's leaving these voicemails about raisins this morning. If you have a fun memory about your mom or a special memory about your mom, call that listener line and leave it as a voicemail, just like these people are doing with raisins. That number is 715-396-1670. Leave a voicemail with your memory of mom. If you hear it on the air, you could win a $10 gift card from Down to Earth Garden Center in Eau Claire. Everyone who shares a memory will be entered in for a grand prize drawing on May 8th. That's a $200 gift card to Down to Earth. Yeah. Call 715-396-1670. Leave your mom message. We would love to hear. It's just easy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we'll have more raisin messages mixed in, it seems like,
yeah,
as well, given
you know.
The volume they're coming in with. But yeah, thank you to our friends from Down to Earth for, I mean, and again, kids are adults. Again, kids with your parents' permission. Welcome to leave those special memories of mom as well.
Absolutely.
So we know Amazon's doing pretty well these days. A lot of people are buying stuff from Amazon. And Jeff Bezos, founder of Amazon, he already sort of looks like Lex Luthor, but now he's spending his money on things that perhaps only comic book characters, I'm not going to say villains, but perhaps only comic book characters would own. According to Popular Mechanics, Bezos is blowing a ton of money on the clock of the long now, which will allegedly tell time for the next 10,000 years.
Really?
Huh. Now,
what?
Athletes and stuff, it's like, oh, I have a Rolex.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff Bezos
is
spending $42 million to build a clock inside a mountain.
Oh, $42
wow.
million. Dollars.
This is a new segment called Must Be Nice.
Yeah right.
It's being constructed inside of a mountain in West Texas. The clock of long now is the brainchild of Danny Hills, a computer scientist and entrepreneur. Hills first managed the 10,000-year clock the 10,000-year clock way back in 1986, the year before I was born. According to Bezos, the clock will be 500 feet tall.
Oh, my.
Remember when Nebuchadnezzar's like, we're going to build a gold statue of me 90 feet tall? Anyway, I'm sure that's not Jeff. It's going to be all mechanical, powered by day and night thermal cycles and synchronized at solar noon. But this is the interesting thing. The clock ticks once a year and chimes once a millennium.
Huh.
They've been building this for 2 years.
So
this is going to be like a tourist attraction or?
I think it's
no
just
idea.
A toy.
Huh. That's so weird.
Wow, Big Boy Toys takes on a new meaning. Right.
It's going to have the best New Year's Eve party known to man, though, every year. I mean,
yeah,
really.
West Texas, not as crowded as Times
Can
Square.
Can you imagine if, as Mark says, this does become a tourist attraction? It's like, I got to hear it tick or I got to hear it chime once a millennium. And you visit the restroom at just the wrong moment.
Yeah, right.
Might miss it.
Oh, that's funny. You know, that's one of my sports memories. I have so few of them. I went to a Brewers game when I was a kid with a friend's family. And we went out to get hot dogs at the hot dog stand. And while we were standing there with our food. No, Grand Slam.
Okay. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, it was a good time.
You hear the cheers. They
yeah,
go crazy.
Everyone's going crazy.
Although today, what's I mean, they on? Would have TVs there in the...
Yeah, this was the 80s, Mark.
Yeah, okay. All right.
This was the 80s.
County Stadium.
Back when this yeah. clock was being first imagined.
Yes.
Huh. Quick update on Raisin Day here and our voting yay or nay, yes
day.
Or no.
Yeah.
It is,
Raisins have a sizable lead. Despite five-eighths of the Schneider family from La Crosse weighing in against Raisins, Raisins still have a pretty strong lead voting on the Wib Wake Up Show and by text at 396-1670.
That's part of what inspired this whole vote today was Hillary, again, bashed Raisins the other day, and I think Samuel jumped in with her, and I thought, come on now, let's put it to a vote for the Wib Wake Up Show listeners.
So Raisins are really ahead?
Yeah, they really are.
Fake news.
They are.
No, real news.
You have another hour and 10 minutes to change it.
What a beautiful mom memory from one of our wonderful listeners talking about God's candy. Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is just our theme song for the day.
It is.
It's a good one. Caleb, where are the numbers?
The numbers stand as follows. Right now, on this Raisin Day, with voting on the Wake Up Show
Day,
Facebook
everybody.
Page and text at 715-396-1670, we have received a litany of votes. And right now, Raisins, yes for Raisins. The yays stand 14 votes ahead of the nays.
I feel so defeated and alone right now. Samuel,
you just won an election.
Samuel and Jason, I that's right, I'm used to winning. So
I'm used to winning.
We have heard Raisins called what? God's candy. We just hear some of our recent feedback. Carrie from Ladysmith says Raisins were given to David and others to revive and sustain in the Bible. If they're in the Bible, they have to be good. To which Hillary replied,
how do you like those locusts and wild honey?
Carrie says she's an herbalist, so she uses the honey. So.
I want to know about the locusts specifically, but you know,
yes. Also, nice. Kevin from Bloomer says, who doesn't love, I know Hillary's going to trash this, but he says, who doesn't love the celery sticks with peanut butter and lots of raisins
there
on top?
There you go.
Ants on a log.
Ants on a log, Hillary.
Delicious.
Who eats ants? Come on.
It's a kid thing that we bring into our adulthood.
It's a healthy snack. All right. So what? After the 8:30 weather, I want a chance to respond to Captain Noah, Samuel, and LaCrosse. Okay. So
that's
later.
Coming up.
That's coming up. You're not going to want to miss that.
All right. The Raisin Vote all morning long. It is Raisin Day. It's also Oatmeal Cookie Day. Put them together. You got a great, wonderful treat. Oatmeal Raisin Cookie. You got Raisin Bran. How about broccoli salad with raisins?
Ants on a log.
Ants on a log.
No!
I mean, so many treats. Trail mix. Ooh. Outstanding. I remember giving you a couple of bags of trail mix
yes.
when I first got back from Liberia, Caleb, and you were so blessed with that trail mix as we were off
was.
To Iowa with that, I remember. So
we ate that the entire trip.
Yeah, it had raisins in it. So
it's so gross.
Sandy and Angie just weighing in on.
I'm going to get some delicious trail mix and I'm going to pick all the raisins. You guys can have all the raisins. I'm going to replace those raisins.
Hillary is so. From the time we started doing this show, she's so. I can think of hardly anything she's as anti on as this. But her anti-negative nature was outdone by Captain No from La Crosse, Samuel.
Okay, so we're going to break this down.
Yeah, you're going to go through it. I'm going to say stop when I want to comment. So.
All right,
here we go.
Hey, you guys, I just have to clarify something. Hey, Hillary, kudos. You're awesome.
Okay, stop. Because
I was wondering if Mark was going to debate him.
He is spot on.
So far, so good.
Yes, absolutely. We agree.
Okay.
You are awesome.
But I just have to say, I have nothing against grapes, but when you suck the life out of something, especially a grape, which is so perfect by itself, but then you turn it into this dead, shriveled up little, like Hillary described it, wood pick thing.
That
All right, stop,
correct.
Stop, stop, stop.
Yeah, no, they are shriveled up wood tick things. That
yeah.
is.
I mean, I think that's where from those days back in the fall of 2018, we started doing the show. I'm like, what? I mean, I'm like, and now he's jumping on the bandwagon. And it's not fair. Like, grapes, yeah, that's fine. They're wonderful.
They are. But they're delicious.
This is
Why
something else.
Ruin them by sucking the life out of them? Do you like prunes?
Hold on.
Yes.
Things that help you be regular.
I'm getting older.
You know, whatever it takes.
Exactly. You know, Activia and prunes.
Yeah, there we go.
Don't be hating.
I mean, they're a treat. Again, we heard about God's candy, and it's a treat. Bob Adams, wonderful. What his description.
Jason
in fact,
can.
We reminded
I need your
him
help.
To go get some. It's his favorite snack.
All right, here.
Yeah, go ahead.
He's absolutely disgusting.
No.
So I hope you guys, down with raisins. Everybody, all you raisin haters out there, get out and give them the what for.
Okay, so yeah. Thanks, Samuel, guys. You're mobilizing the hatred vote. Yeah,
absolutely.
Down with, how is that a platform,
with
sir?
With all that our country faces, down with raisins and all you people who are... No!
I just... But,
no.
Hey, Hillary, kudos. You're awesome.
Okay.
Stop it there.
See, how it should have been is, hey Hillary,
kudos,
you're awesome.
You're awesome.
But...
No, there's no but.
Raisins.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, right, there you go. All right, another 25 minutes. Remember, California raisins, like California sunshine. Come on, people, we can finish strong.
The yays or yeses for raisins are ahead by 20 votes right
Seriously?
Now with 25 minutes remaining in voting.
Nothing's wrong.
People. We wake up to a Facebook page, text, or voicemail.
My.
Haven't you heard? People are woke.
Are they woke or are they lit?
But I love that ad from Wisconsin Credit Union. You know, it really is. It's very well done. And I love my sister, Jenny, and she is a hairstylist. She's had her own shop for like 12 years in suburban Milwaukee, where we're from, Wauwatosa, in southeastern Wisconsin. And she is on the line with us 2 days after her 50th birthday. Good morning.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
We're doing good. Caleb and Hillary here as well.
Happy belated birthday. We tried to call you early, but then we thought that you might want to sleep.
Okay, no, really. He's like in the studio. He says... Do you think my sister would want me to call her at 7:30 a.m. on her birthday? And I said, no.
Yeah.
I don't think she would.
We put it on.
Well, yeah, no. Hillary, you were right on with that, Hillary.
Yeah, you're welcome. I got you, girl.
When you're a morning person, you just kind of think everybody is. All right, so you're a hairstylist. And so it was after we talked, though, later on your birthday, you planted the seeds in my head for the question that did result yesterday, which we're going to hear. So talk about it, because you said that's what you would have talked about on the air with us.
Well, so thank you for having me on, because it's really, it seems like a silly question in so many aspects, but right as soon as he shut us down on March 20th, I thought, well, Governor Evers, where are you going to get your hair cut?
Right.
And that's kind of been my question all along, and not just him, but his wife and his kids and his grandkids. Like,
Lieutenant Governor?
Lieutenant, like everybody, and I never heard anybody ask that question. And so, thank God I have Mark in my life, and I could plant that seed, like you said, in your head, and I'm glad you did it yesterday.
All right, so you gave me those ideas, and so I felt like, how can I not? How can I not? So you wrestle with what possibly, and there were a lot of other possibilities, but this was the question and the governor's response, so let's give it a listen.
Now to Mark Halverson from WWIB Radio in Chippewa Falls. Mark?
Yes, thank you. Governor Evers, I know a haircut may seem like a small matter, but it's something that affects nearly everyone in the state, not to mention the thousands who are gainfully employed in this field. I hear many talking about how badly they need a haircut, their kids, or those talking about needing a hair coloring. What can you tell us about how you and your staff have navigated this challenge of not using personal care professionals? Thank you.
Just get up every day and comb your hair. I don't know what else to say. That's what I do. I haven't been to a stylist or a barber in months and months, probably well before the pandemic. So wash my hair every day, comb it, and go to work.
Okay, can I just say this? That's such a man answer. Am I wrong here?
Yeah.
I got my hair. I want to hear a response to anybody, but I got my hair cut like a few days before. I kind of sensed that as these closures were beginning, I sensed it could happen. It did. Ed the barber, downtown Eau Claire, 82 years old, still cuts hair. That's where I got it done. I need a haircut. And so I'm just months and months. I mean.
Well, months and months and well before the shutdown, which is just, I'm sorry, it's a lie. That can't be possible. So.
I told you she speaks her mind.
I love you so much right now. Yeah.
It, you know, I guess the thing that stood out to me as a professional is, first of all, he didn't even express anything like, I'm so sorry for that industry and the shutdown. And
yeah,
hope
no.
to get you guys back up and running as soon as we possibly can, because I realize this must be a big hardship. Like, first and foremost, Scott Walker would have said that right away, but whatever. And then the second thing is somebody's cutting his hair around his ears, because if he went months and months and well before yeah. that, it would he'd be looking like somebody from the 70s.
Like a koala bear.
Hair. Yeah.
And he'd be looking like a koala bear.
So somebody, and at least own up to, I did it or my wife did it or whatever, but it's a lie.
I'm so glad you're on the phone with us today.
Okay. So, anyhow, that was the question. And then afterwards, this was the reporter follow-up. So,
good afternoon, Governor. I'm not sure how to top that last question.
Nor the answer.
But you began the call.
There we go. So,
it was an honest question.
Yeah.
And I, for one, am glad you asked.
It's kind of a blue-collar question,
yeah.
right?
Sure. Come on. You're a guy's guy.
Again, yeah. I marvel over the fact we have 200 hair salons or barbershops in Eau Claire. Ever since I saw that stat, it's amazed me. That's just Eau Claire. Think about the whole state.
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyhow.
Yeah.
Well, Jenny, a belated happy birthday. Thanks for making some waves here on the morning show and hoping to keep my job. So, anyhow,
okay,
love you. Thank
sorry.
You.
Love you. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Jenny. It was a joy to have you on this morning.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.